the Asian American community is one of the most diverse in the country. In 2023, there were nearly 25 million Asian Americans in the United States, making up about 7% of the population. And that number is up, with Asians being the fastest growing racial and ethnic demographic in the country. But within that, the histories, the lives, the cultures, they stretch across generations and across borders. This is What We Brought, a limited series from Illinois Public Media about the Asian American experience in Central Illinois, told through stories of resilience, adaptation, and identity. I'm your host, Neethi Shastri. In this series, we're diving into the stories about what we carry with us, whether it's memories, food, language, or even the echoes of trauma. You'll hear from Asian American voices of at least 7 different cultures and diasporas, each now calling Central Illinois their home. They'll share their stories, the journeys they took, the things they left behind, and of course, what they brought with them. In this episode, we're going grocery shopping. A block off of University Avenue on South 5th Street in Champaign, Illinois, you'll find a brick building with a light blue mural painted across the front. The painting depicts a foamy ocean, with the images on the left showing crashing waves, a big fish, and a rowing ship full of people being guided to safety by a divine female figure. On the opposite side, a green and yellow dragon tangles across the bricks, and next to it is a long quote written in Black Mandarin characters. This is Far East Grocery, an international grocery store owned and operated by Vivia Deep and her family.
Let me give you a little back story about this place.
Sure.
So this store used to be a auto body shop.
Wow.
And so also only the front section was ours first. It was a lot lower. And then probably until you see this line right here?
Mm-hmm.
Probably only that space until on the other side is where my parents started.
Wow.
And then over the years, the parking lot on the side used to be a thrift shop. It's one of those old vacant place, and they had weird knickknacks that you can buy.
Uh-huh.
So we bought that lot and tore it down as well. So it became our parking lot. They started off a really, really small section, and then the owner before us opened up in the 1970s. The original owner was Taiwanese, Mr. Lai family, and that's what they started in the small section. And then my dad slowly built it and bought off this place and then rebuilt the whole thing.
That's Vivia speaking, the daughter of the store owners Kong Deep and Hong Tran. She's helped manage Far East Grocery for as long as she can remember. When I first walked in, I was greeted by her and her niece sitting at the register with her, helping out around the store.
So I also work with a lot of the Asian restaurants here.
Mm-hmm.
We sell to over 30 restaurants.
Vivia told me the store caters to mostly Southeast Asian communities, like Thai immigrants and Lao and Vietnamese refugees who have been in the community for decades. Their family is Chinese-Vietnamese and immigrated from Vietnam. They've been running this shop for over 39 years. Vivia says it's one of the few original businesses still standing from the 70s and 80s era of Champaign's campus town.
A lot of main things we sell here to restaurants. This noodle, ho fun noodles, I don't know if you ever go to Thai restaurants the Patsy Yu's.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, that.
As Vivian and I were speaking, her mom emerged from the aisles wearing a warm pink knitted hat with a smile on her face. Hong, or Nikki, immigrated here in the 70s. She was hesitant to share her story at first, as both she and her husband have endured the pain of leaving Vietnam during a tumultuous time. But when she was chatting with me, she opened up about her journey to Champaign, what she brought from Vietnam, and also what she had to leave behind.
What made you choose Champaign, Urbana? Why not go somewhere else?
Because I am a Bo people. You know Bo people?
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We talk about come back to 1975. We lost the country. The North come to the South, and we lost the country. So we have to prepare. We have to run to get freedom. Mm-hmm. We try to go to high school, go to college, but we cannot because we are South people. Yeah. So my mom keep me go to Hong Kong to get a free, you know.
So basically she escaped to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
She, to get on these boats, you have to kind of like go off on your own and just, you have to have some gold bars to, bribe the person who's driving the boat.
Yes.
To get on, to flee to another country.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically my mom left her siblings and didn't say a word. And then to seek out an opportunity for them.
Yes. I'm left my country. I only 17 years, not finished high school. I'm not go to high school. No, I just go to a middle school, finish to middle school. Yes.
Even though my mom didn't finish high school, but she supported her entire family of 5 sisters, 1 brother, 2 parents, a lot of cousins, my dad's side. She put us all in school. Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah. I keep working every day. I keep working, but I happy, working happy.
Are there other people like you here? Other Vietnamese people who came, boat people?
Boat people come here not very much. Okay. Yes, yeah. Just a choir, just a little bit community.
Mm-hmm. There's a good amount of like people on the boat, but like now they're spread out. They did start out here, but after a while they have gone to other cities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The community that Vivia and her mother are referring to are the Vietnamese boat people. Estimates show that between 1975 up until the early 1900s, more than 1 million people attempted to flee Vietnam. The country had endured decades of colonization and was emerging from the Vietnam War. Groups of people left the country in small fishing boats, searching for a place of refuge. They ranged from children and young adults being pushed along by their parents to those fleeing imminent danger or persecution. The boat people traversed a perilous journey across the seas, leaving behind their homes, their belongings, and often their families, all in hopes of survival. April of 2025 marks 50 years since the start of many Southeast Asian refugees' journeys and stories in the United States. People like Nikki.
Why did you all choose Champaign-Urbana?
Oh,
I when I come here, we don't have family, so we have folk parents adopt us.
Yeah, that's like a foster parent.
Foster parents,
yes. My mom, her sister came here, and they were sponsored by the church. And then my dad has a foster mom that sponsored him, and they actually live from Champaign.
Oh.
And so they brought him here. She was a school teacher.
How do you sort of see your life now in America, now that you've left? Does it feel like, you know, Vietnam is somewhere you'd want to go back to someday, or do you feel like now this is your home?
Yes. I went back to Vietnam 3 times already when my mom and my family still in Vietnam. But I would like to go back one more time. Now I'm very busy for my business. And now the economy is not very good. You know, I cannot run, walk away from my business and I come back. It's not too good. So I wish one more day, one more time, and on the opportunity, on the future, I went back to my country to see my family on Vietnam. And I visit to my country one more time because I passed away.
I've been back to Vietnam since like early 2000, like 2000, 2000?
Yes.
2000. How is your life here? Do you like, what she's asking you is, do you like to live here or live in Vietnam? Or what do you like about living here?
No, I love to live in here. Yeah, the weather is very good. The weather is very good and the air very fast. Mm-hmm. In my country, I can come back to visit because we don't have no family in there. All my mom, my dad, and my sister, my brother is all living Americans.
But why do we come here? Because there's good opportunity, right?
Oh no, because usually maybe I work in a government night before 1975, and go back to 1975, we are not free. We are not free. So I choose the way I go to United States of America to work in and sponsor for my family coming here.
Are you worried at all with everything happening right now where they're kind of saying no more immigrants, they're putting tariffs on the businesses and things from Vietnam, from China, it's getting more expensive?
Yes.
Does that make you worried at all?
Yes, 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 yes. We don't know how we survive, you know, because everything costs so expensive, the tax rate up so much. And we're very not happy about my country right now, you know, everything ran up, you know. So I don't know we can make it or not. We don't know. Everybody worry about the economy right now.
Economic concerns have been at the forefront of many Asian American minds in recent days. Asian Americans own more than 2.9 million businesses in the United States. For many, their livelihoods come from family-owned ethnic stores, convenience stores, restaurants, and other small businesses. It's something that Vivia's father, Kung, knows very well, and it's part of why he's worked at the store every single day, without fail, for over 3 decades.
And so you're originally from Vietnam. Do you miss Vietnam at all, or do you like here?
Of course, I miss my country too, but I live here too long. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is like my second home, so.
Yeah.
My dad, he works every day.
Yeah. You work every single day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you like to work, or you work because you have to work?
I have to work.
Hey,
like to work.
His first time visiting Vietnam, when he left the country, 25 years later. Tell her.
Oh, the first time, 25 years.
Wow.
To come see my parents, you know, we sponsor them here, but they get to know, so they cannot go back here. So it's before he dies, so I have to go back there and see him.
Mm-hmm. How did it feel to go back after so many years?
I got lost. Because I have no friend, no nothing, nobody I know, you know, it's 25 years, you know.
Yeah.
So I got lost over there, so. They're busy too, so I don't have time. They don't have time to take care of me, go anywhere. So
it kind of runs in the family, like they were all business oriented in a way. Uh-huh. It's finding a way to make it to support like the children of the future, you know, so that they have a lasting legacy, you know, education, business, to not see how our parents suffered. And I think that's what they do for us.
Yeah. How did your parents meet?
Because her sister sponsored her. I'm a friend of her sister.
Oh. You know, so,
yeah.
Wow. Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's small community. You know, Vietnamese are very, very close. That time, like, we, like, one people come here. Everybody come, they get to go, then welcome, they come in, you know. Yeah, that's why before, not much, like, Vietnamese community. Mm-hmm. So we really love each other.
Yeah.
Now so many.
How long have you been married?
Oh, since 1985. Yeah,
well,
after
time.
2 years, we opened this store.
Oh wow!
The store and the restaurant. So the restaurant my mom ran, and the store my dad ran. After like having me, the third kid, it was kind of hard to do business for two businesses and raise a family. So they had to give up one, and they gave up the restaurant, and they kept the grocery store. Which made more sense, and then it slowly built the place, slowly built a family, and here we are today.
Yeah. What are your dreams for the future, and what does success look like for you?
For the future, right now, I know, but
What does that look like to you?
Working hard for your, you know, you got to succeed, you know, at least you're working hard, you put your heart into your job.
Mm-hmm.
And make you succeed, you know, so.
Success.
I'm getting old now. I don't want to retire.
Yeah, to retire. You know, he works 7 days a week, doesn't take a day off, doesn't take a vacation.
No thinking something else, just keep my heart in this job.
All he knows is work. So maybe for his future, I hope that he gets to retire and maybe visit Vietnam with my mom.
Yeah.
We'll see.
For them, not for us. No, I'm almost to retire.
For the store, maybe. To keep it going. you know, within the family, and then, you know, have the community still come and support us, because now, you know, there's e-commerce, there's other competitions, and really e-commerce is getting to us, so.
You said he works 7 days a week. Do you feel like that's more out of necessity, or is it out of, like, his idea of what work is, or is it, like, both?
I feel like it's what they know, right? My mom and dad, like, they really don't go do things outside of work. Like, this is their, like, maybe it is a necessity. Like, they think if they don't work, they can't provide for our family or provide for the community or something like that. Like, my mom goes, like, I always say, like, let's close a little earlier, or let's close on time. She's like, you know, there's starving people, there's starving students, they need to come in and buy their stuff. And I'm just like, you have to relax, you know, like, something like that. It's just in their brain, they're like ingrained in there, they can't not take a day off, you know. I don't know if your mom or something is like,
yes, my mom's like that too.
Vivia's parents' story mirrors the experience of many immigrants. Her mom, Nikki, is undeniably strong, passionate about giving her family a better future than some of the things that she's had to live through, and she's someone who doesn't often slow down. Her husband is the same, taking naps in the car and working every single day of the week. But for this family, and for many Asian immigrants, that's not the full story. Oftentimes, we see narratives in the media and stereotypes of the Asian immigrant being boiled down to people who pull themselves up by their bootstraps, keep their head down, and work hard to earn and save money. While you can't deny that the Deep family is hardworking, they're much more than that. What they wanted to bring, and also what they brought, was a taste and feel of their home, to not only work towards something, but also to build something of their own. Their store is a marker of what they've brought to this country, what they've created and harbored here after losing a lot of what they had, and it's turned into a place that brings together Champaign-Urbana's Southeast Asian communities, one that their kids get to share into.
You know, it's really like a love-hate relationship. I love this place because it's a part of who I am. You know, it made me, like, meeting all these people from different places all over the world also shaped me who I am today. And then, like, if we're speaking about if I want to take over, I also have a brother that also helps me run the store. And then this is a family-owned business. It's a question that I always, like, very hard to answer for myself, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen how hard my parents put their sweat and tears into this place and growing it into what it is now. But sometimes I feel like I've kind of grown out of this place and I want to do something else for myself. But at the same time, is like, I also love this store because it is who I am. And I would love to build this place into a better, not want to say worth it, but not like my parents working every day, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it needs to be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would like to spend, if in my future, I want to spend time with my own family, you know? I spent a lot of time here with my dad growing up. I literally was born into this store. And being in the store really helped me, like, understand what hard work really is. And if you put a lot of your work into the place that you really love, success and love or something, it's gonna be there. I don't know how to say it.
At least for me, they're hand in hand too. Because, I mean, maybe you can speak more to if you feel this way too, but it seems like even from your mom, in our cultures, like, success is, yes, the, okay, we get paid a lot or we're happy and mm-hmm. stuff. But for us, it's like that community.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, I get to spend time with my parents. I work along the side with them, and I get to build this place with them and build a future with them. So it is a way to look for success, mm-hmm. a way to look into something like that.
Have you been to Vietnam ever?
Actually, yeah. So As a kid, my grandparents still live there, both sets. My parents would send me back there to spend time with them during the summers or the winters. And then I think that really shaped me into who I am too. I got to see a lot of perspectives, right? Like you can see first world and third world. And I'm the only one they actually sent back to Vietnam. So I feel like when I can compare, quote unquote, myself to my siblings, because maybe what they haven't seen or experienced, they don't have the same thinking as my thinking. Mm-hmm. And being back there and seeing what maybe my parents have seen or lived through, but maybe I've gotten the better version of that. And it's really different, special. That place is very special to me. And it also helped me learn my culture, find my voice in Vietnamese, and just learning about who my parents were.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there for?
I usually typically go for 3 months. The first couple times my mom took me back, I started maybe when I was 6 years old. Other times I went as a teenager. And then actually my first time as an adult without my parents or any of our family members was fall of 2023. And that was kind of life-changing. Like going through the north to the south of Vietnam, like on our own, navigating a place where I can speak my mother's tongue, but at the same time, I kind of feel like I was accepted, but not accepted at the same time. You know, like I was their own, but I also was seen as a foreigner.
If you ask folks what the Diep family has brought from Vietnam to Champaign, there's a lot of the material, their cultural items, their food, and their business contributions. But one thing I see and feel so viscerally from this family is their compassion. It's echoed in Vivia's mother, Nikki's Buddha collection that lines the store's sole checkout aisle. Dozens of statues that community members and university students have brought back with them from their travels, just for her.
How do you practice your Buddhism?
My parent is generation is Buddhism. Yeah, and I love Buddha so much. Buddha in my heart, very, very, look like it's blood on my body. I went to the temple, I meditation every day, and you know, I read the Bible every day, you know, 1 or 2 hours in meditation, and I have to practice and to follow it's the Bible. We do the goods we can do.
Do you sell these or are these here?
Somebody
like,
gave it to us.
Oh, wow.
Yes, somebody gave it to us.
So every time somebody travels somewhere, they'll give them to my mom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're traveling, and some students, some people, they are traveling, they bring it back to me. You know, usually Buddhism always is see everybody look like our families. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think everybody, your family is your family. So that's how I help open my heart. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So my mom treats everybody like her family.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
Compassion. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, compassion. Yes, compassion. Yes, compassion.
Compassion. It's an enduring and memorable way they make Champaign a home for us all. As for the boat painted into the mural lining the front of their store, it's the boat Vivia's parents came here on, being guided through rough waters of the South China Sea by the goddess and the Bodhisattva of compassion, Guan Yin. The black Mandarin letters lined neatly next to the dragon spell out a quote about the goddess protecting and guiding the hearts of the boat people and removing any emotional baggage and worries that they may be carrying with them. Thanks for listening to What We Brought, a limited series from Illinois Public Media. I'm Neely Shastri. Our producers are myself, Arielle Ravenay, and Kulsum Khan. This podcast's editor is Arjun Tucker. Reginald Hardwick is Illinois Public Media's news director. Our cover art was designed by me, Nidhi Shastri, with help from Troy McDonald and Kulsum Khan. Distribution assistance also comes from Troy McDonald. In the next episode, we'll visit a sanctuary for Japanese culture and tea right here in Urbana. You'll find this episode and more online at will.illinois.edu or wherever you get your podcasts.